Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release It Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And I am Harold Weaver.
And so on today's episode, we're going to talk about being prepared.
Preparation.
Mm-hmm. And I know you probably like preparation, prepared. Well, what are they going to be talking about? Mm. Well, we're going to be talking about being ready. For whatever comes your way. Because, you know, as we talked about in previous episodes, life happens, and life is something that you can control what's in your reach that you can control, but the outside elements you can't control. You can't control people. We can't control weather. We can't control some accidents that happen, deaths that happen in our lives. So there's a lot of things that can come with life, and we have to be prepared and have preparation for it. And so I'm going to give a scripture that I have that I think falls in line with this. And the title of the scripture, it says, "Build Your House on the Rock." And it's coming out of Matthew 7, verse 24. And it says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock." Then it says, "And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And when the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, it fell, and great was the fall of it." So even, you know, the word God says that, you know, you need to have a solid foundation. So that means that you need to mentally equip yourself. You need to physically equip yourself, because you just never know what happens. But if you do these things ahead of time, or let it be a lifestyle that you live, then when things come, like he says, when the winds come to try to beat down the house, it's going to stand, and you're going to stand tall, and you're going to be able to function and do whatever you need to do. Here.
Awesome. Welcome back, guys and gals. Well, you know how I always start. I always start with, what does it mean for you? What does it mean to you? Preparation. For me, it's simple. Preparation means being prepared, getting prepared. If you're not already. And it's so wide of a topic. And this is why we left for that preparation and didn't try to add to it. Because like I told Cynthia, we can elaborate on this for and come from all different angles of what this could actually mean and should mean. So let's just talk about, you know, the obvious, life. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for life and what could happen next? And what's already happened and the unknown to happen? What would it take for you to feel like you're prepared? Is it your faith? Is it your belief? Is it your lifestyle, like Cynthia said? Is it what you're doing right now that you could change to feel better prepared? Is it things that you've done in the past that you've learned from, that you've gotten better to be prepared for, whatever it is? Now, are we going to be prepared for everything? Absolutely not. But like Cynthia also said, we can control certain things that can prepare us for other things. And that's how you have to look at this. To not feel like you have no control whatsoever. To not feel like you can't be prepared and won't be prepared. Those are the things right there that will hold you back and keep you stuck in your position and your mindset right now, thinking that you can't do it. Because if you feel like you can't do it, you won't do it. And now, not only have you not helped yourself to be prepared, but you've taken yourself out of the game, out of the scenario, out of the narrative to help anybody else that needs just as much help to be prepared. Your children, your friends, your family. You just never know who you can help until you've helped yourself. You have to prepare yourself to help somebody else get prepared. So that's what we're talking about today. Prevention. What do you need to prevent yourself from happening next? Whether it be something in pain, whether it be like Cynthia said, something physically, something mentally. And these are the things that we have to, again, start with ourselves to prepare for before we can help anyone else. And if it takes for us to get help from someone else to help us, then we got to go that route as well. We have to at least consider it. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't, we're going to be stuck. Mm-hmm. If we don't consider these things, we won't consider these things. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking back trying to figure out how is somebody else so much more prepared than us? How did they get there? Mm-hmm. How long have they been there? Mm-hmm. These are the things that at this time that we're going through right now, we have no clue what's coming next. None whatsoever. We might think we do, but guess what? We don't until it comes, and we're not prepared, mm-hmm. thinking that we were. Mm-hmm. So the things that we can control are the things that we have to get stronger at preparing for to use those things to stay in control of. That makes sense? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the things we can't control, the best that we can to prepare for that, that's what we got to work on next. Mm-hmm. To not be prepared at all, we have no excuse. Mm-hmm. We have no reason. None whatsoever that should matter. Mm-hmm. Because we have to stay in that state of mind going forward in the world that we're living in now to be prepared for anything. Just the other day, there was 3 promising athletes at the University of Virginia that was shot and killed. Can you prepare for that? No, you can't. But my point there, this is an example that anything could happen at any time. So while we're still here, mm-hmm. we have to prepare. We have to prevent from putting ourselves in these positions to control what could happen next to us. Now, they thought they were safe. Mm-hmm. They really did. We think we're safe right now. Mm-hmm. But we don't know until it's too late. Mm-hmm. We don't. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean we can't prevent from being in positions anywhere else that something like that could happen. Be mindful of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Pay more attention to things that need to be paid more attention to than things that don't. And watch what happens next. Trust me, watch what happens next. When you start paying more attention to other things than you've been paying attention to, you start realizing the difference of what is more important than the other. Mm-hmm. What can put me in that mindset of preparation and be prepared for whatever comes next that I would not have been in had I just kept going with the same mindset. I kept going and paying attention to things that really do not matter. Mm-hmm. Come on, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, like you said, that was tragic about those young men who lost their lives. And like you said, you can't possibly be prepared for something like that. Mm-hmm. But the world that we're living in, you got to be prepared for something like that. You got to live like that. Like, I need to make sure that I have my children ready, that they be vigilant, that I teach them and tell them things that even though, you know, you're supposed to be going to school to be safe, but people are bringing guns in schools. People are doing crazy things. So you need to prepare your kids as well. We can't walk around blinded acting like nothing is happening, nothing is going on, and it can't come near you, because I'm a witness that it can come near you because of my tragic incident that happened with my daughter. So nobody can prepare, but like we're saying, the things that you know is going on, you can start getting yourself ready for it. Mm. You know, don't be surprised. Don't get caught off guard. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, death comes in everybody. We all have a death date. Mm-hmm. Whether we want to choose to believe it or not or acknowledge it, we have one. But is your family going to be prepared when you go? Mm-hmm. Does anybody have insurance coverage over you so then that way it wouldn't be a struggle to you know? I think when my daughter passed, that was like an eye-opener, because you never think you're going to bury your kids. You always think your kids are going to bury you, so you're preparing your stuff so the kids don't have to worry about it. But what happens when you have to bury your kids? So that means I need to have coverage on all my kids now, because you just never know. Mm-hmm. Because life is unpredictable. But one thing I can say, though, is that God, God is, God will be, and God always shall be that for you. You know, he is the I am, and the I am is whatever you need him to be at that moment. So he can be your protector. Mm-hmm. He can be your comforter. He can be that provider for you, that shelter for you. So the answer is, you know, we don't want to be preaching, but the only thing I can give you is through my experiences. And I know that without God, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where my family would be, mm-hmm. what we would be doing at this time. Because Lord knows, a long time ago, I should have lost my mind. Mm-hmm. But because of God, I still have my mental factors working. I still have function of everything, and we're not lacking for nothing. So one way of being prepared, you have to believe in something. I think Harold said this at one point. You have to believe in something. So why not give God a try? Why not believe in God and just see if what we're talking about is for real? Mm-hmm. You won't know until you try him. I mean, I think it's even in his word. He says, try me and see when I won't prove that who I am. Mm-hmm. Try him. Mm-hmm. I guarantee he won't fail you.
And not only that, but you know what God will do for you? God will prepare you. He will prepare you for the things that you could not prepare yourself for. You could not prepare yourself with, okay, for yourself. That's what God does. That's what he does. He will prepare you, but you got to believe in him. You have to believe in him and believe in what he can do and believe in what he's already done. If you give him a try, he's going to prepare you. And you'll see it because you start feeling it. Your mental, your mindset, everything is going to change in a way that you've never seen it change before. And I say that because when it changes, it's going to stay. It's not going to be temporary. It's not going to be by accident. You're going to have a feeling, you're going to have a mindset that you've never had before. And it's going to feel so good. The first thing you're going to ask yourself is, why now? Well, let me try to answer that. Why now? Because God's timing is never late. He's never late. He's just waiting on you. But once you give him that try and you give him you, he gonna take care of the rest. And you can't get no better preparation than that. But let's not leave it there, because you still got to put in the work. And that's all he's waiting on right now, is for you to put in that work and then believe in him to take care of the rest. And that's what he'll do. But we're not preaching. We're teaching. Preparation, guys. Think about it. Ask yourself, what does it mean to you? And when you answer that, ask yourself the second question, is that enough? Is that definition of your preparation enough? What do I mean by enough? Okay, it might be enough for you, but is it enough for your family? Is it enough for your responsibilities? Is it enough for your children? Is it enough for you that you feel like you don't need to share it? Because that's another thing we try to do every week. We're not just trying to give it to one person. We're trying to give it to you all that's listening and can use it, so you can share it with somebody else that's not here, that's not listening, and maybe they can use it. And as a whole, we should be okay. But until we come together, we won't. Until we can come together as one, as close as we can get there, then we all will never be prepared. We all will never be able to say we was prepped. And that's why we're bringing this up now, because we felt like this topic right here is way overdue. We have to prepare ourselves for the next day, whatever it brings. And to just sit back and be like, okay, whatever, like without voting, without having a voice, that's not going to work. All it's going to do is make you feel either depressed, anxiety. You're going to have anxiety, right? Something is not going to feel right with you when you're around somebody or around people that's doing more than you. And you've taken it from yourself to feel like you can't. And that's what we're talking about today. Put yourself in a position, okay, to prepare yourself to do better than you've been. To do better than you are now. Because it's not too late. How many times we didn't said that? How many times have we showed that? It's never too late. And that's what God is here to do, to remind you. Because that's why he's there, to show you that it's never too late. But you have to believe in that as well. You have to believe in yourself that it's not too late for you to do anything that you haven't done and can still do. It starts with you. Everything we're talking about, the preparation, the belief, the faith, God, it all starts with you. And I say that to say this, if it doesn't work for you at this point, if you've been listening to us for over a year now with these inspirational podcasts that we've been trying to put out, what we have been putting out, if it doesn't work for you, don't stop there. We're just one piece of this pie. Don't stop there, but don't give up either. Because once you give up on you, and you've given up on everybody that cared about you. Come on,
man. I was just thinking that I had shared this with somebody who was, they're coming over from being having addictions and just having made so many mistakes to where they walk around, they're still kind of like, it's still lingering around. I guess that's that residue thing that we talked about. Yeah, you know, you can have some residue from your old stuff. And you saying you're a new person, you this new being, but you're leaving the residue hanging around. And the residue, it doesn't have to be a whole bunch. Just that little bit can get you twisted. It can get you messed up because it's still lingering. And you got to clean it all up. And so what I told this person was that, okay, you can't change your past. You can't change the things that you did, you know, people you hurt or whatever. But what you can do is start recognizing the many steps that you accomplished, the good things that you've been doing. Because if you start disassociating certain places that you have went and you were doing this bad thing and start making that place a new place where you're making new memories, then that way you won't be able to think about the past because you're making new memories. And so even in that's preparing for your future. That's preparing to walk in the newness that you're proclaiming and calling. So it's more about, you know, you can talk the talk, but can you walk what you're talking? And that's what we're talking about. It's more than just saying, oh, I'm good. Are you really good? Are you just saying this because you're saving face? Or that's just the norm that people are supposed to say, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored. But then when you're at home or alone, you're depressed and you're going through whatever you're going through. So stop putting on the mask. Let's start facing the things that we need to face, like we talked about last week with reality. Let's face our reality and do something about it. You can change your direction. It's just, but it all falls on you, on what you're going to be willing to do, what you're willing to sacrifice, and what you're willing to go through. You can't go over it. He says, I'm going to bring you, God says, I'll bring you through it. Not around it, not over it, not under it, but through it. Because it's going through it is where you get your experiences, is where you find your new strength, is where you find the stuff that you didn't even know that you could probably even come through. And it just builds your character. So you have to start paying attention to the signs like we talked about that one time before and do something about it.
And not only that, you have to own it as well. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that goes on in our lives that we feel like we've owned it. But until we've admitted it, then we haven't. And that's a major piece in recovery. Okay. It's admitting when you're wrong. And at the same time, admitting when you're right.
Yeah.
And then just taking responsibility for owning that. Because you haven't really owned it until you admitted it.
Right.
And until you admitted it to own it, you haven't done anything. You're running in place. And you're really not fooling nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
And that's just holding you back. So you got to own your stuff, whether it be good or bad, to be able to really do anything about it. Because part of owning it is recognizing it.
Yeah.
And you're really not doing anything to change something that you haven't recognized yet.
Right.
And you can't recognize it until you own it. And I'm speaking in this way because it's a process that works like a process. It's a step-by-step thing that you can't leave a piece out without putting them all together.
Yeah.
At one.
Yeah.
For it to work at all. Because what's going to happen is you're going to come up short.
Yeah.
You're going to try to figure out, well, what am I missing? You know, where did I go wrong? Why is it not working out like I thought it was if I took these steps? Well, all you got to do then is reevaluate the steps you took. You left something out. You left a piece of that pie out that you can't say it's been completed. Okay, to pass it on. Or use it. So own your stuff. Own your stuff. Listen, you don't have to answer to nobody to own it. Ain't nobody should. Well, let me say this. You shouldn't be worrying about nobody judging you but the Lord. And guess what he don't do? Right? Guess what he don't do? The Lord don't judge you. So why should you worry about anybody else trying to? Believe in yourself, folks. Own your stuff so you can acknowledge it, so you can do something about it or do better with it. God will take care of that for you.
True.
He's your guide, your guideline and your guide. Your guidance and your leadership right there. He will take care of all of that for you. But you got to believe in him. Because if you don't, you're just going to be struggling just like anybody else, if not more.
Yeah.
Just give him a try.
Yeah.
Give him a try. Definitely. Watch what happens. I guarantee you, you're going to be sharing it just like we are. Mm-hmm. You're going to be sharing it just like we're trying to. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. We're not preaching. We're just telling you what has worked for us. Right. And listen, at the same time, it didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. We all been through trials and tribulations.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But then we you know what we started to do? Prepare for something better. Mm-hmm. And then we look for a starting point to do that. And we've been on that trail ever since. Mm-hmm. A year later, mm-hmm. going strong.
Hmm? Yep.
Preparation. Mm-hmm. It works, guys.
It does.
Come on, Sam. Take us home.
So with that being said, I hope you got something from out of what we shared. I hope this just gave you more, just food to think on, you know, food for thought to just share and plan in your own life. So reach out to us at releaseitpodcast@gmail.com with your concerns, comments, rate us, guys, on the apps that you're listening to us to. If there's any topic you would like for us to talk about, just shoot us an email and let us know. Is it my turn?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to pray us out. So, Father God, I just say thank you. Thank you again for the opportunity to be able to speak a word to somebody who's listening to this podcast. I pray that the messages that we're putting out and that we're sending forth is helping to change lives, helping to make lives better, helping to increase somebody's faith, bringing them a little bit closer to you, Lord God. And so whatever we didn't know to pray, I pray that you go beyond this prayer and you do what needs to be done for your people. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Until next week.
We'll see y'all then.